Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519, and our direct line, same area code, is 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. You know, I was just talking a few minutes ago with our guest for this evening, and I was reflecting today. You know, we all know that today is September the 11th, and it's a very, very sacred and special day worldwide, and it has touched literally every man, woman, and child on this planet. And it's amazing, and I just love it every time the masters and God and all of our wonderful angels, it's been such wonderful timing. And so I ask our listeners today, pull up your chairs, take some deep breaths, sit back and relax, and really tune in and enjoy the message that our guest has to share with each and every one of you. And I do know that all of you tonight will understand how perfect and well-designed this show is for this sacred day. Our guest this evening, his name is Brian McClure, the founder and managing director of Universal Flag. That's right, Universal Flag and its affiliate companies. He is a successful businessman with ownership in several firms. Now, Brian has studied economics and earned a bachelor's degree in psychology. Brian began his inner journey over 30 years ago, and as a young man, he actively, as we all do, sought out books, seminars, workshops, and programs that led him to a greater awareness and understanding of the truth within. Through the creation of the Universal Flag, which has become Brian's personal mission, is to make a transformative difference in the world by helping others to remember, and this is a very important key word, is to remember the oneness of all. Now, Brian, and I'd love to share this with you, and for all the listeners, I invite you to go on my show page. As you know, I always put a wealth of information of our guests. For all the listeners of Pal Talk, you will also see the link up in the room as well. And I invite you all to, with the information I have, you can follow the show's interview this evening. Now, Brian's website is universalflag.com, and I have that posted on the show page and also in Pal Talk. So please, let's all give this great man a warm welcome to this show. Aloha, Brian.
Aloha. Thank you.
This is great stuff. I would really appreciate it if you shared with all our listeners tonight this great passion and mission that you have so selfless traveled all over to share with every man, woman, and child on this planet.
Well, I can tell you this, probably like a lot of your listeners out there, and maybe you too, I would call myself the reluctant person going out there and really bringing the flag out, because back in the mid-90s was when I first had the calling from spirit or source or God or whatever your name is for, you know, our higher power to go out and, you know, create a universal flag. And I really didn't listen to that whisper for many years. And it went from a whisper to a knocking on the door to waking me up in the middle of the night for, oh, probably about 3 years. Every three nights or so, I would be awakened out of a sound sleep, and, you know, the reverberating message was, create the universal flag. Well, I thought my life was perfect, and so I really kind of got mad at Spirit, and telepathically, I said, hey, you know what, you got the wrong person. But I know you're waking up a million other souls, and I'm sure that they're all more qualified than I am. So why don't you wake them up, and I promise I will purchase a flag, I will get involved, I will back this thing up, because I really would like to see a universal flag. And what I didn't realize is that when you don't answer that call, the knock on the door becomes a pounding, and the pounding becomes a baseball bat. And, you know, 9/11 happened to hit. And 9/11 hit at a time that was the perfect time to happen, because it helped to change our world in many different ways. And like a lot of the listeners, I felt just terrible, not for those who had made the transition, but for those of us left trying to pick up the pieces, trying to figure out, gosh, you know, I have some information that tells me that we are one with all, you know, we're all connected. What's going to help our world change? And recognizing the paradigm that we've been in for many, many years, knowing that the paradigm had to change, you know, I really wasn't certain what to do, and I kind of felt a huge calling to, you know, gosh, no one has ever answered this calling. And I thought Wayne Dyer or Oprah or someone else that I told Spirit to contact would have already gotten this done. And so it was a couple days after 9/11 when I was sitting in my dentist's office, and the hygienist asked me what I thought about the Taliban. And, you know, I asked her what she thought about the Taliban, and she told me in no uncertain terms that she thought we should go to Afghanistan and bomb the entire country and try to wipe out the Taliban. And at that point, I said to her, certainly you understand that they could have no other belief system. If you or I were born in the Al-Qaeda, raised in the Taliban our entire lives, we would have been the first in line volunteering to fly a jet into those buildings. They're part of us. They're in heaven, too. You know, there's something that we need to do. That outraged the dental office when I came up with, you know, this theory for them. You know, they were pretty fundamentalists when it was time to look at what should be done. And it was at that point that I realized that I really needed to get busy and start creating the universal flag. And so I listened to Spirit, created the flag, and the words that the flag stands for came through me. And I put all those down, and I created a website, but I kind of did it with the understanding that, gosh, I don't want to be the one to go out here and change my life and go introduce this. I'll just put a website up, and people will just come there because that's really my control. That's what I wanted Spirit to do. And that didn't work at all. Then the baseball bat came, and a few years later, and probably it was about a year ago at this time, that I finally started to get out there. A number of things were taken away from me, and at that point I had a choice to resist or to allow everything to be the way that it was. I went to bed one night, I laid down with a pen and a paper, and I told Spirit that, you know, or Source that, you know, you've asked me to write for years. I told you I didn't want to, but I'm listening. And for 2 years, I never stopped writing.
May I interject for, if you would hold your thought for a moment, please, Brian?
Sure.
You know, I really appreciate you sharing that statement and also with our listeners this evening as well. is, you know, I'm actually finding myself, and as many others on this planet, is, you know, having things taken away from us. And it's not necessarily everyone that is being taken away from us, but for us to really step fully in embracing our agreement with God to be a true spiritual leader and to really get the message out there for humanity is that we have to be able to come to a point where and I'm sure you'll probably agree with this, Brian, to where everything that is not of true value around us is pushed away so we can really focus on the true value of life. And that is what I found so warm in my own heart with the universal flag. So thank you for allowing me to say that.
Well, you're 100% correct. And we make adjustments. Most
yes.
of that was just my control issues. It was what I wanted. It really wasn't what I had an agreement to come back and do. And it wasn't until those occurrences took place that I had the opportunity to actually sit down and breathe, take note, allow all of the information to flow, and then was just amazed at the energy and the knowledge that I tied into. And I knew that, oh my gosh, I came back to create, to manifest through me, not to create because it's not my symbol, to allow to manifest through me the symbol that will take our world into a new elevation of perception, that will allow us to get out of the micro view that we have always taken of our lives and our world and get into more of a macro, widened out and expanded view of who we are. And I realized, or I was told, that, you know, the only thing that separates us is the illusion of separation, just the illusion. Everything and everyone is part of the same thing, and we are all part of unconditional love, pure energy, everything
yeah.
that there is, just electrons,
yeah.
protons, and neutrons. And with that, you know, the symbol really takes on a tremendous meaning because, you know, the symbol was created through you and through all of our universal energy. The colors are colors of the chakra system, vibrations of energy that are common to all of us. And the waves, they represent the illusions of those ups and downs of daily life that we have on this planet.
Yes.
The gold band, which encompasses the symbol, represents our highest teaching on this planet. Treat one another as you want to be treated.
Absolutely. Well said, Brian. And if you'll give me just a moment, Brian, you know, we are all living in the new energies here on the planet. It is our time now, each and every one of us, to really embrace not only ourselves with love, but to all our sisters and brothers worldwide, no matter what culture they're from. And it is so important for all of us to do that, to treat each other with honor, with respect, with consideration. And, you know, I really want to encourage all our listeners tonight. I've got the flag posted. I invite you to go on to the website, which is universalflag.com. Now, this flag is literally in 64 countries worldwide and is continuously growing. And I just want you all to sit for one moment and really think about the magnitude of what this flag really truly represents to each and every one of us, no matter where this flag is flying today. I'd also like to take a moment, if I may, to share with you is Brian is also an author of 8 books, which they have become very popular children's books that share a common theme of interconnection and oneness. Now, I want you to think of this as well, because we have so many crystal children that are very connected to spirit, are extremely spiritually gifted, what a great gift to give to our children as well. So if you will continue, Brian, I just wanted to make sure I shared those things as well.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, the final thoughts about the symbol, you know, the white represents, Spirit told me, the purity which we are, the purity from which we come. And by displaying the symbol, we represent the truth of who we are. We are one with all. We are divine presence. We are truth. We are eternal. And we are interdependent on all. And those simple truths resonate deep within all of us. The opportunity to spread truth rests with us.
Yes.
And thus, the universal flag and symbol really is the responsibility of every one of us.
That's
to
right.
To wear, to display. It is our opportunity to tell others that I know who you are. Here is the signpost. Here is the symbol. Because every other symbol that we wear or that we display or even that we fly as a country represents some form of separation. And I never really realized that until I took a look at the clothes that I wore, the cars that I drove, and the toothpaste I have. And all of a sudden, I had to laugh. And I thought, what does this polo figure actually mean? Does it have any meaning? And the only thing I could come up with was that I had the money to afford the shirt. And, you know, I never thought anything about it, but we all know when we buy symbols, it means something to us.
Yes, that's right.
It creates separation. This is the first symbol, the universal flag symbol and flag, the first symbol that's ever been created that is inclusive of rather than exclusive of. It honors all other religions, philosophies, flags, countries. It has no opinion on that. It simply connects all the dots everywhere, everyone and everything. There is no segregated group. There's no group to belong to. We all belong to this symbol. Therefore, it is the most elevated symbol that we've ever had.
Well, I tell you, I also want to remind all our listeners as well, I have a wonderful picture posted of Brian and Wayne Dyer with the universal flag. And, you know, when I was looking at the flag, I mean, I really was looking at the flag. I was feeling the wonderful energy and the message that it had to share with all of us. And the energy that comes off of this flag is definitely unity, and oneness with each other, as Brian has shared with all of us, no matter what our belief systems, culture, where we choose to live, where we don't live. And it's just very refreshing that we have this universal flag that is flown in 64 countries. And so if you ever would like to see this flag that represents embracing all of humanity, please visit Brian's website, and, you know, I'm sure you can get it over to your own state as well. I did want to share some of our thoughts from our listeners for you, if that's all right.
Yes,
with you, Brian. Okay.
Sure.
Lucky says, it reminds me of the rainbow. Absolutely, Lucky. I am shared. Interesting. Same as one nation under God, standing together. Ka'ili from Hawaii says, absolutely. So you're getting a lot of thumbs ups and a lot of recognition for the great work that you're doing, and this is really nice to see that. Oh, there's another message here from IM. Wouldn't that be lovely if the world was indeed united? And I'm going to let you talk to IM about that for just a moment. you know, it's interesting because we do, we talk about being one, being united together, not judging each other no matter what culture, where the, what their belief systems are. How do we, you and I, and all so many of the sisters and brothers out there working, really bridge the gap that we all stand united?
It starts with us, and it starts with you. You know, I've heard that from so many people, wouldn't it be nice? And in the law of attraction, you always get what it is that you know that it's coming. And so we will always have, wouldn't it be nice? We won't have that. It's when we stop focusing on what we don't have and focus on ourselves and what we can do. And that's what the symbol empowers everybody to do. Get this symbol. Let everybody you know about this symbol. Educate the people because our world changes through education. It does not change through forcing anything on anyone because bit by bit, we start to remind others of the core truth that is inside every being and everything on this planet. And that's all we're doing is reminding. And when we act, it also acts as a signpost to bring us back to present moment awareness. I can't tell you that I stay in present moment awareness all the time. I don't. The other day I was flying on a plane to go out and, to a talk I was giving in California. And a couple ladies were on the plane next to me that are in a church that I'm going to be speaking at later on this year. And we had a wonderful talk for 35 minutes. And as the plane was landing in Dallas, my phone rang, and it was my partner from one of my companies on the line, and he started swearing and cursing and was all upset, and within about 30 seconds, I was swearing and cursing, and I looked down and saw the symbol, and I just started laughing to myself. It brought me right back to present moment awareness, and I recognized that, oh my gosh, you know, here I am, starting to become, you know, human all over again, and get taken away with something that really wasn't critical, didn't matter, and you know, that's what the symbol does. It simply reminds us when we start to label and or judge somebody else, because none of us want to do that, but it is very difficult for us to be 24 hours a day, 365 days a year in that mode. You know, the key is to be able to bounce back, to see through, to forgive, to move on, to get back to this moment. And, you know, each one of us have that opportunity in each new moment to create that.
Yes, and even for myself, Brian, because, you know, I want to remind our listeners, I know that there are those on this planet that, you know, do sit and calculate what they can conjure up on this planet. But the majority of every man, woman on this child gets up every morning wanting to be the very best person and to do their very best to throughout their day. And, you know, I have to remind myself that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, and I do the very best that I can and to stay aware. Do I always remember that? No. I'm sure that there are many of you out there that can relate with this statement as well. It's just remembering that even though I may forget at this very moment, is to remember the very next moment, I can step back into being of that awareness, is to treat people with respect and honor, to know that I am one, that I can indeed make a difference with whatever I choose to do within a day. Even just the point of going into a store and giving someone a smile or saying hello can make a huge difference in a person's life. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brian.
You know what? I agree 100% with that. And, you know, the one thing that I recognize is that we have thousands and thousands of groups, peace groups, around our world. And we have many different philosophies of oneness that are out there. The one thing that I've recognized now that I've gone out and started to speak with groups and started to allow others the awareness of our universal symbol is that there are a number of groups of people who are reluctant to gravitate towards something that actually represents our oneness. And the reason is that they want more people to join their group. They have a difficult time in honoring the other philosophies that there are out there because in some way they feel that that's connecting up with them. And that is part of the old paradigm. And we have to break that old paradigm down. We have
yes.
to allow the new to flow, to connect all of the philosophies that there are, because at the core, at the base, unconditional love is at every one of those.
Yes, so, and it's interesting, Brian, because just through sharing that with me and with listeners, you weren't talking about unconditional love, you were talking about conditioned love. And there is a real defined difference between the two, because conditioned love sets limitations, creates separation between all people, whereas unconditional love, which is the direct plan that God had for all of us from the beginning of time, was to learn to love each other unconditionally, no matter who we were, what we chose to believe. And I find it interesting sometimes, Brian, because, you know, if you, and you, of all people, travel all over the world, and you talk to people from all walks of life, but there's always this one common denominator. We all believe in God, and we love God. It's a matter of us learning to love ourselves, and the big thing that comes to mind for me is trusting ourselves, trusting that we can love unconditionally.
Absolutely. You know, and unconditionally is something that we, you know, we have a tendency to believe that we're conditional. Part of, you know, being a spiritual being, having a human existence, is that, you know, well, we're on the planet, so we have to be conditional. And it really doesn't work that way on the other side of the veil, not at all.
No.
Whoever anyone believes is their greatest enemy, the person that they dislike the most, that they could never love. I've got news. You love that being more than anyone or anything you could ever imagine. And that is the truth of who we are. We agree
yes.
to play certain parts down here. And that's been something that has been known for eons. You know, Shakespeare said it many, many years ago. You know, that we're all on a stage and we all play our part. And the truth of it is, we unconditionally and lovingly agree to play some roles as the heinous crime person and others as the loving being. Others as victims, and others, you know, we make choices, and all of it plays together.
If you can hold your thought for just a moment, please, Brian. We do have a caller on line four. Let us all welcome our caller. Aloha.
Aloha.
What's your name, and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Dawn, or online, I'm Kumu Na'au'au.
Oh, yes. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm from Minnesota.
It is a real honor to have you call tonight. Let me ask you, did you have a question or some thoughts that you would like to share with Brian this evening?
Well, I came in late because I was out doing an errand. I guess I have a question as how does one keep focused on themselves while there's others around who tend to get out of that now moment and help other people?
You know, she kind of broke
up. I don't know if I broke up there.
Yes, you did. Go ahead and repeat yourself, honey, and take your time.
wondering how a person stays focused on themselves while there's others living around them that have, like, alcohol problems or, you know, try not to wanting to fix other people all the time.
So
if that makes sense.
How you can stay focused on yourself. You know, the journey for all of us really starts inside. I mean, the journey to the truth, to the core of oneness is an internal journey. You know, if you have people that surround you that have addictions and problems, it is your opportunity to change the circumstances that you are in. It's your opportunity to change the direction or the path of your life. And I really don't know, you know, what your path is or why that is, but, you know, in the end, once you come to the space of interconnection and oneness, you know, we recognize that everyone and everything in our lives and in our world is here for the same purpose, whether you're animals, plants, humans, or the earth, and that's to be of service to others. So as hard as it is to see how someone in our lives that has a chemical dependency can be of service to us, there is your opportunity for growth inside of that, either breaking a chain, changing your direction, becoming the person that you're supposed to be on your path.
Well, and it's real important as well, if I may add some thoughts here as well, is, you know, we can always learn a very important experience and lesson through the people around us. And what I was feeling really strong for you, and I'd just like to invite you to do some inner work on yourself and checking in with you, because you are the master, is to find out, is it time for you to stand in your own authority? Is it time for you to complete this situation and to move into another direction? And I just wanted to bring some of these thoughts to you to explore for yourself, because truly you have the answers on what is right for you in your own spiritual journey. So I hope that might help you a little bit as well, along with what Brian has given to you. Would you like to give us some feedback?
Yep, that sounds good, Jasmine.
Yeah, so just give that a moment, because, you know, it's important for us to really learn to love ourselves, to really understand but when we learn who we truly are as a spirit being, then we can kind of put all the other things together. So, you know, keep us updated on that if you would, okay?
Okay.
And
thank
many
you, and thank you, Brian.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
No, thank you. We are both honored to have you call in.
Okay, I'll hang up and listen some more.
All righty. Thank you, and be well. Sending lots
Thank
of love
you.
To you. I do know that we have another caller calling in, so we'll give it just a moment here to see if the caller can get in. So, Kahili, if you hear me, I'm aware that you're trying to call in, so go ahead and give it a try and see if you can't get through on this end. And Brian and I will continue talking. I did want to once again give Brian's website, and that is theuniversalflag.com. I also have a wealth of information posted on my show page. I've got a great picture of Brian with the Universal Flag and Wayne Dyer on there as well, and it didn't surprise me one bit to see you and Wayne together.
Well, you know, I've met a number of the people who have been out and teaching spiritual lessons for years, and I think Wayne's quote was that, you know, he embraces the universal flag from the core of his being, and it's really his symbol, you know, just like all of ours, and many, many, many beings that have come into contact with the symbol, you know, have embraced it and used it, and go out and spread that message. The awareness is spreading, because it's really through all of us that this spreads around the world. I mean, we're all connected. We're just, you know, 7 degrees away from being connected around the world. And, you know, a number of callers have asked me, or people, you know, well, how is that going to change the people in Iraq or Iran? And, you know, I tell them that, you know, when enough of us start to spread this message, it will start to filter directly to the people that it needs to the children in those countries, because the children will be tomorrow's leaders, and they will change our world.
Well, I'd like to share something with you. We do have a caller, so I ask my caller to please be patient. I am aware that you are there. You know, one of the interesting things is I started the world's largest, world global live healing center right here with BBS Radio. And one of the things that I've been, the people that I'm working with, my co-hosts, I've brought in quite a few from various areas, is we're working on putting together a committee or of a representative of every country and nation around the world. So, and one of our main missions is bringing all these individuals together as they become a spokesperson to us all, sit and share, you know, their ways, their cultures, the way they think and believe, the way they live. And so with the hope of that, of bridging the gap between all cultures and all people worldwide. So I'm really excited because we are getting responses with that. On that note, I would like to invite our caller to actually come and share his thoughts with Brian. Aloha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to share your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, I'm Tony. I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wonderful.
Aloha, Brian.
In this great time, you got one all the way from Hawaii.
Yes, aloha, Brian.
Aloha.
It is very, very refreshing listening to you.
Well, thank you.
This is what I believe in. One God, one nation. And the nation is the whole planet under one God. So I love that flag. I took a look at it. And it's good to know that there is other people that's working in the same direction to get the same message out.
Literally millions of people working in that direction. And I might add that it's your flag, Tony. It's your symbol. And, you know, it's part of your energy that created it. I simply sat down and allowed it to come through me. And if you were on the show earlier, you heard that was quite a struggle for me. Because I really was fearful of how my life would change. And I have to tell you, at one point I thought I was convincing myself that, well, someone will think I'm crazy, they'll try to shoot me. And so I can't do that. A number of silly excuses that we come up with trying to say why me. And really in the end, it becomes when we come face to face with the truth, we recognize that if not me, then who?
Yeah.
And we're here for such a short time.
Yeah. No, I understand perfectly what you're talking about, Brian. I went through the same thing for years, and I mean years. And I have my own room in Pell Talk, and this is what I talk about. And it's very refreshing to hear someone else saying exactly the same thing. So, and I also wanted to thank you for coming up with that flag. It's beautiful.
Well, thank
you. Plain, simple, and to the point.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kaili. It was, thank you. We're honored that you called this evening.
Oh, thank you, Leilani. Well, again, thank you, Brian. Aloha.
You're welcome.
I wanted to remind all our listeners this evening, let's be joyful on 9/11. Let's all celebrate the joy of all of us rising up to be the greatest people that around the globe, that we are all one together, holding hands. And I just want you to take a moment and just envision each one of us holding our hands, wrapping around Mother Earth, regardless of who they are, where they live, what culture that they are from. Let us make this day in honor of all our sisters and brothers that made the transition on 9/11. Let's celebrate their lives. Let's celebrate their families. Let's all just take a second here and just send all their families a whole lot of love. We do have another caller, so if you'll bear with me, Brian, I'd like to welcome our next caller. And would you please say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Jazz. It's me. I am.
Hi. Well, give us your name and what city you're calling from, if you would.
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm from Florida.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I've never been better. Thank you. And you?
It's very nice meeting you and having a chance to get to know you and talk to you. I have inner feeling, you know, for, you know, the universal connection for everyone, you know, as a unity in one earth, one place, and, you know, joining to working together, working harmony, you know, to make the world a better place. What I wanted to ask you, what would you view if we were able to make this, you know, situation a reality of having the world unite together under one flag and unity working together to improve the environment of the world, connections in relations, you know, through custom, you know, individual customs and things like that? How would you feel the outcome of the world would be?
Well, it would absolutely be the heaven that we visit on the other side. You know, it would be a land of experience. And, you know, not that we would unite necessarily under one flag, because we would honor the differences in all countries and all peoples and all philosophies, but we would have a common knowledge of our interdependence and of our oneness. We would then certainly share resources. And one of the things, the biggest problems on our earth today, I mean, right now in Darfur we have genocide going on. We have 2 million people that have been displaced into the desert. We have a lack of drinking water for billions of people. We have a lack of food. And under the new paradigm that we start to live, it will be a unconditional sharing of resources, of knowledge, of opportunity for us to allow everyone and everything on our planet to work together in service towards others. And that's not just towards humans, that's towards animals and nature also, which is just as alive and just as much a part of us.
I'm so sorry, Brian, that I have to intervene. I personally want to thank our caller for calling in, but we are definitely out of time, and so I've got to end the show. And so please forgive me, caller. I truly want to thank all our callers tonight. And Brian, I am so honored, and I just want to let all our listeners know. Oh, we got 10 more minutes. Yay! So I apologize, everybody. Thank you, BBS Radio. I do appreciate it for giving me that time. But, you know, it's really interesting, Brian, because, you know, when I was scheduling you to come onto the show, and once I started doing research on, you know, who is Brian, and I saw that, you know, about the universal flag, I just kind of had to chuckle a little bit, because here's my show's name, Universal Spiritual Connection. And, you know, the Ascended Masters, I said, okay, guys, because they're the ones who got me on the radio. I had an experience where they showed up one day and said, okay, this is what you're going to be doing. And I said, why me? I don't think so. And so here they gave me the name of this show, and this show has really, really, truly been blessed. I've had, ever since I've gotten behind the mic, I've had great guests doing great things. And so I'm sure you probably chuckled a little as well, knowing that my show was called Universal.
Absolutely.
I just love the way they put everything together. But before we do run out of time, Brian, I'd like for you to share more of your thoughts and you know, what you really, the more of the messages that you hold so dearly in your heart and the unification of what this flag represents to all of us.
Well, you know, I have long since come to the understanding that truth is hidden because it is so simple. And for some reason, as you know, the human side of us wants to say, that's too simple, so it can't be. You know, you touched on it earlier. God is in everyone and everything. There is no thing that is not God. There is nowhere God is not. And, you know, the tagline of the universal flag is one with all. And that is the core truth. When you're one with all, everything is in service to others. And it's hard for anybody who has ever loved anyone or anything unconditionally or love not to know what that is. I mean, we all know that. That's where we come from. It's just that we tend to look outward instead of inward. And as we look outward, we compare everything. We label everything, which creates belief systems, and our belief systems, which could be indoctrinated and impeding beliefs, tend to create our world. And so if I could impart anything, it would be to take a look at the belief systems and how our beliefs have changed over the years, all of our beliefs, from when we were young to where we are now. And I would ask all of the listeners, what world do you want to leave for your children and your grandchildren and your grandchildren's grandchildren? And for that matter, what world do you want to come back to? Because the majority of listeners out there believe that they've lived thousands of lives. You know, there is a reason and a purpose for us to be here now, to be able to make the changes that we can make, even in our belief system on this planet. And as we start to connect as a group, we will reach critical mass, and it will become a changed world overnight. This is not something that I have ever felt is going to happen in 50 years or 100 years. I feel it happening now. And in each new day, we are helping that awareness to be as we spread this message.
Yes. Yes. So tell us, Brian, what tools can each sister and brother worldwide start right this very moment to really help make a difference? What would be those tools that you would give to them?
Well, this tool, in each new day, you know, we need to as a group to feel. This is not a thinking process; it is a feeling process. And as we get in touch with our feelings, it is hard. I mean, we need to get in touch with the overwhelming gratitude that we have for this moment, this day, whether it's raining, whether it's sunny, no matter what it is, the gratitude for being here, recognizing that out of the 28,489 days that an average lifetime is, this is another moment. It is the only moment that we have. And if it's the only moment, we live every day like it is the only day, to the top of our ability. And we show that with our universal symbol of oneness every day.
Yes. It's interesting. I wanted to share with our listeners as well. Not only have you got the opportunity to receive the flag, is that Brian also offers many other products as well. He's got T-shirts. He's got, well, matter of fact, why don't I let you share these other items as well that you offer?
Well, you know what? There are pins. There are shirts that you know, have a universal symbol on it. There are patches. There are you know, a whole host. There is a group right now in Iowa that is creating coffee mugs that have the universal flag, one with all logo, and they're going to put whatever other secondary logo or saying for whatever group wants to have these cups. There are manufacturing groups that are starting to form that are going to be creating every type of product and clothing that you can imagine, and eventually this symbol will infiltrate our entire world on the products that different groups of people want. And so, you know, I put a sampling together, and there are a whole host of things that people can. I mean, there are ties with the universal flag, and on the back it says, "The opportunity to spread truth rests with you." It will be on many, many, many items, and I invite anyone that has a thought for a product to go ahead and email us. There are many groups that are retail stores. We invite anyone that wants to purchase the products wholesale and retail them to do that. We have a 501c3 foundation that we go out and continue to spread this message every day through the world. And just a month ago, Norway sent us a 501c3 nonprofit donation for $800. You know, there are the symbol has shown up in magazines in Denmark and around the world. And I invite everyone to take this. You know, we have a school in Naperville, Illinois, one of the schools of about 4,000 students, where the symbol hangs. It is a framing flag, and next to it is a framed poster, the symbol of the flag flying and what the flag means, the meaning behind the flag. I invite you to get that symbol into your high schools and get them into your grade schools and let kids start to run with the products that they want. We can get T-shirts made for them, because really this symbol in their hands will change our world. In our lifetime, our kids need to be aware.
Yes. And we've got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to say goodbye to everybody. But before we do go, I want to remind all of our listeners as well is that Brian has written 8 wonderful, very popular children's books that shares a common theme of interconnection and oneness. So, you know, even if you have grandchildren or your neighbors or whatever, this is a great way to really send out that message as well to all of our children, because they are our future leaders. I want to thank Brian. I am so honored to have you on this show, and I'd love to have you back. Maybe we can bring Wayne on as well, and you guys can give us an update on what you guys are up to and so forth. So thank you very, very much, and I want to remind all our listeners this evening, love thyself with all your heart, and remember to love your families as well. And remember that you are the masters. You are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. To all of you, be well, and God bless you all. Remember, God loves you all. Good night.